on. First rattle out of the box, I messed up. Want to welcome everybody this morning to the January 31st regular Commissioners Court meeting. Appreciate all of you being here. If you've got cell phones that you haven't turned off, I wish you'd please do that. And I'll give an invocation, and then we'll stand for our pledges. Father in heaven, Lord, this morning I come to you asking your blessings upon this court, blessings on the decisions that we make for our taxpayers, our employees. Father, we just appreciate everything that you do for us. We ask your blessings upon all of our service people that respond to all of the situations going around here locally and around the world. Father, this court is for the people of this county, and we just pray that you bless the decisions we make for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Stand for the pledges.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor and the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
All right, item number three on the agenda is consider and take action on approval of the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Miller and a second by Commissioner Gentry to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. All those in favor, signify by raising your hand, saying aye.
Aye.
Payroll changes. Who's got some payroll changes?
Motion to approve.
Second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Gentry and second by Commissioner Miller to approve payroll changes. Those in favor, signify.
Aye.
I've already seen it, by the way.
Yeah. By the way, a lot of this stuff we've already looked at and spent some time over, just in case you wondered. Next item on the agenda is payroll.
Like to approve payroll. Second.
Payroll motion made by Commissioner Nicholson and seconded by Commissioner Miller. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Oh, I abstain, by the way.
This is new.
Item D on the agenda. By the way, Judge Tefteller is not here. I guess you noticed that already. He's at a mandatory school, and so that's why I'm here. Next item on the agenda is budget amendments.
I have a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry to approve budget amendments and seconded by Commissioner Nicholson. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 I need this signed by y'all. And I'm just, well, I'll let it come to you. No. That's just a minute. Okay, I better sign it. You will sign the budget amendments. And slip it on top of that. And slip this on top of that. Next item on the agenda is item E, accounts payable.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Nicholson to approve the accounts payable. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Signature page here. Coming to you. Oh, you got it right there?
Aye, aye.
You got it.
Mr. Berger, I have a question about the next item, if I might ask it.
on the Precinct 1 racial profiling report for Constable Precinct 1. That is required by the state, I believe, or is that federal government?
No, it's required by the state, and I believe it's...
They didn't turn up any problems, right?
The report is not complete, by the constables, is not due till, I think, sometime in February, although we've got a couple of reports here today. So there'll be the other reports coming in, but it is a requirement of the state.
Right, well, I presume the one for Precinct 1 did not turn up any problems.
No. No. I think we'll just turn all this in. Next item on the agenda is item F, except for recording, auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputation, certificates, state and county taxes summary, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500. Constable Precinct 1 and Precinct 3 will add to racial profiling report. Notice of termination of contract for court collection services between Upshur County and Graves Humphrey Stahl Limited. Contract for court collection services between Upshur County and Graves Humphrey Stahl Limited. Contract for services between Upshur County and Net Data with effective date corrected, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests. Do I have a motion to record those things?
Motion to approve. Second.
Motion by Commissioner Miller and seconded by Commissioner Nicholson to record those documents. I'm sorry?
I was getting ready to agree.
All those in favor. Jump on board. Yeah, like I do this every day. You want to record those? All right, item number 4 on the agenda is to discuss and take action to make additional appointments to the Child Welfare Board. Now, in our last meeting, we had several people voice their willingness to serve. We've got 3 more.
That's correct.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And those 3 have all, the 3 that are being added now are Elizabeth Roberts.
Yes, sir.
Melinda Wigington. And Kristen Leah Matthews?
That's correct.
Is that right? And they have already had their background checks done?
Yes.
Is that you?
I think there's...
Is that the 3 of you?
Yes.
No, my name is Rosemary Torres.
Hi, Rosemary. I talked to you on the phone. You bet.
Ms. Roberts is here.
Okay.
Melinda Wigington.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for joining the board. Now, I understand, I think I said in court last time, that the board needed 7 people on it, but that's the minimum, and 13 is the maximum, and we now have, 11?
Yes, and the 3 that are on are wanting off.
So that would put us back down to 8?
Seven.
So if there are some other people that would care to volunteer, it's certainly a worthy program, and it's open for more people. Right, Ms. Torres?
Yes.
Okay. So we want to add those 3 people. And I don't think there was anything we needed to sign on that. Is there? Okay. All right. So we're going to add those 3 people.
You need to make a motion?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Might I do that? Make a motion. Anybody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the stated names to the Child Welfare Board.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Nicholson and seconded by Commissioner Miller to approve the 3 names that we discussed. Okay.
You want to vote?
Yeah, might all vote.
Aye.
Paula, keep me straight. Just
on YouTube.
Guess what? Next court, that Judge Tefteller's not here. Guess who gets it? Item number 5, discuss and take action to approve expenditures from Records Management Fund for file folders for the District Attorney's Felony and Misdemeanors Department. There This is a charge of about $1,901, and we have about $3,000 available in that records management fund. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry and seconded by Commissioner Miller to approve that withdrawal from records management fund for the district attorney's office. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Number six, discuss and take action to approve installing carpet in the commissioner's office. Let's let Mr. Womble, you want to discuss that for a minute?
Not really.
Would you give us some insight on that, Mr. Womble?
Sure, I'd love to.
Mr. Womble's our maintenance supervisor.
Had some excess carpet from a job down at the tax office, and since some of the people don't really, well, that's old ugly carpet in your offices currently, and there is an office up there, Ms. Gentry said, does not have any carpet, and I thought it would be nice to do that. Since we've made some changes upstairs, you know, move it down to the second floor and try to beautify that.
Okay, is there any expense in it? You're going to tear up some the old carpet?
I'm not. I'm sure the contractor's going to do that. I've got money to do the labor on that, which would be minimal at best. So.
What do y'all want to do about that?
Okay. Well, I'm going to vote to give the carpet to Jay for his office. I meant Dustin.
I bought a rug for my office, so I'm good. I don't need carpet in my office.
You don't want any?
Yeah. That way I'm not voting on myself. So I'm going to vote to.
I'll make a motion.
Decree. It's climbed.
What about your office, Commissioner Burka? Yours is pretty ugly.
You're talking about me or my carpet? I don't really care if it enhances the room and matches better to get it like that. That's fine, as long as it's just real minimal cost, because I don't want to spend any money on this. And you're saying this is excess carpet? We're not paying for this carpet?
That's correct.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Miller and a second by Commissioner Gentry to install excess carpet into Commissioner Nicholson's office. And you don't care? You're good?
I've been 6 years with
him. Remains to be seen whether or not we'll do it in Commissioner Burka's office. All those in favor?
Aye, aye.
Aye.
None opposed. Number seven, discuss and take action to approve the Upshur County investment policy for 2017-2018. This is an annual policy that designates the treasurer to determine where or not we should put this money for the best investments to ensure liquidity for the operations of the county, and then for the best investment return after that. And the investment policy is just what it is. It's just, it states where she or how she's going to handle our money.
Motion to approve.
2017-18, but it's 2018-19. It does say 2017-18. That wouldn't be right. Yes?
When Brandy brought that to me, she said it did not make it in the record in the last year. It just needs to be in the record.
Oh, it failed to get in the record.
This year will come in a couple of months.
Okay.
They normally do it around May or June.
All right. Well, we need to sign this to put it in the record anyway, so we need to catch up. So what do y'all want to do?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Or record, whatever.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry and seconded by Commissioner Miller to record this Upshur County investment policy resolution. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Let me see this.
good thing our names are printed below that line.
Mine too. Mine too. Throw that in the record for me, Jim. Item number eight is discuss and take action to place no tandem axle truck signs on Iris Road from the intersection of Highway 155 and Iris to Iris Orchid and Orchid. Mr. Jordan, we have an Iris lane, not an Iris road, and we do have an Iris in the city of Gilmer. So is there some confusion on this enough to where we...
We can table it until we can bring it back.
With the correct deal. Y'all good with tabling that till we get the correct road names?
But you are speaking about...
Out off of 155. Yes, sir.
All right, we'll just table that. Number nine is discuss and take action to approve Road and Bridge Department to acquire a Voyager card to be used for emergency purposes only. Had some discussion with Madam Auditor about restricting the number of credit cards that we might have in use throughout the county. And I have since spoken with Mr. Jordan, Road Administrator, who's asking for this. And he brought up an interesting point. Andy, would you want to go ahead and tell us what you'd use this emergency card for?
One, it would be used in situations like we ran into recently where the fuel system goes down. And it would be basically the same thing the sheriff's office has, where that we can go to a fuel station. What I'm asking for that differs me from Sheriff Webb and his men, there will be one card and one card only. It will be authorized to be used by me or Lisa. That way her or myself has to be there whenever the fuel is purchased. Now, one of the deals that we run into also, and that's for emergency purposes, one of the deals we run into is when we go look at equipment or we go purchase equipment, sometimes we go to Dallas, sometimes we go to Houston. Currently, we have one of two options. One, we carry fuel with us, which I could see as a hazard. Two, I pay for it out of my pocket and then get reimbursed. This would just be a simpler way to do it.
So in the past, you've had to get reimbursed?
Get reimbursed, or we carry fuel with us either way. If I can't personally go, then they'll carry a couple cans of fuel with them.
Y'all have any discussion? Consideration. The concern I had after speaking with Mr. Jordan was the carrying of fuel in containers that just in order to have enough fuel to get back from wherever it went to. So what do y'all think? Anybody want to make a motion on that?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
A motion by Commissioner Nicholson and seconded by Commissioner Miller to approve the Voyager card for emergency purposes only, and that Mr. Jordan, the road administrator, and his clerk or secretary will be the only ones that have access to that card. All those in favor?
Aye.
None opposed? On item number 10, Commissioner Nicholson is going to step out for just a minute. There, just in case there may be some discussion on this next item, and he would have conflicts of interest. So the discussion is to discuss and take action to seek sealed bids for road and bridge fuel, materials, and services. Is there...
Motion to approve.
Second.
We have... Okay. Would you want to have those bids submitted by... February 27th submitted to the county judge's office to be opened on the 28th at our regular meeting. Sound all right?
That's fine. Would y'all like to know what we're going out for bids on?
Road and bridge, fuel, materials, and services. Is there something special about that? Go ahead.
Well, it's going to be fuel, gas, and diesel, of course, oil sand or dirt, plant mix material, road oil, plug mill services, The one thing we're going to add this year is rock and riprap. It's a 3x5 rock and then a 12 and under, or 12 and over riprap rock that we use to put in washouts. So I expect spending more than $50,000 on rock this year, so we need to go out for bids for those materials.
Okay. Did you make the motion?
Yeah, and I seconded it.
Motion by Commissioner Miller and seconded by Commissioner Gentry to allow road administrator to go out for bids on road and bridge materials and services to be submitted by February 27th, 2019 by 5 o'clock to the county judge's office and to be opened on February 28th, 19th at our regular scheduled meeting. And I might want to add one more thing. When do you want to set the date to award that? You want to add a date at the end of that motion to award those? We'll open them on the 28th. We'll give them. You want them awarded in March at our first regular scheduled meeting?
Yes, that would be.
Would that be time?
Yes, sir.
To award. Yes. So can we amend that motion to add that date?
What we will do when we open them, clerk's office will record them, and then we'll take and rank them, and then we'll present that back to the office.
Okay, been a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
None opposed. All right, let's go find Dustin. Item number 11 is to discuss and take action to approve road and bridge building a road from Highway 271 South to the entrance of Dixon Cemetery. Mr. Jordan, would you like to tell us what you're doing there?
Well, I'm going to need Commissioner Gentry's help on this. Some new information has come to light. What I was told is not what's actually happening. And she just told me before court, so if you don't mind, I'd like for her to start.
We have several people working, trying to get a road into the Dixon Cemetery, and we've been using that. We've been working on it for several months. We're trying to get people to donate the material, and Road and Bridge will come in and actually cut the road and get it ready. And then if there's material donated, spread it. We will not be using any road oil, sand, gravel, or any of our materials for that. We're just using the labor. It has been, we did talk to the DA, and that is something that we are able to do as far as labor and the machinery. We thought we had some material donated from TxDOT from the road work that they've been doing, but that's not the case. And so what I would like the court to do today is to approve Road and Bridge being able to do the work once we get the materials in, because they already have, from what I understand, the markers are ready. We're just waiting for the road to be built so TxDOT can come in and state where they want the historical markers placed and everything. And so that would cut down on us having to wait and put it back on court. So once we get the material, we can move. And so that's what I'm asking the court today, is to approve us being able to do the labor, the grunt work.
Is there any more you need to add to that?
Well, and that being said, to the gentlemen that are heading this up, we need an absolute definite measurement of where that easement is, the 20-foot easement that starts at 271 and goes up to the cemetery. So I'll need to get with the current landowner and see exactly where that is, exactly what he approves as far as, I know when we went out there and talked before, we talked about maybe flatten out a little spot for a parking area or something like that. You all have to give him to see exactly what he's okay with us doing, because I want y'all to understand, we will stay within that 20-foot easement. We will not do anything outside of that 20-foot easement, and we will not spend a single penny of taxpayer dollars on material. It is simply labor and machinery that we're allowed to do. So
Okay.
If y'all can flag it, paint it however you want it, but that's our parameters that we have to work within, and that's what we will do.
Okay, well, the city has already filed the easement documentation with the county.
Okay.
So we do have that. Is that right, sir? Move that.
Well, we just need it marked, is what we need.
You need it marked.
We need it marked where y'all want the road to go.
Okay.
And then however, whoever y'all get the material, just let us know when, if it's approved by Commissioner's Court.
All right. Commissioner Gentry, is that your motion? That, state your motion again.
I would like, my motion is to approve Road and Bridge being able to do the cutting in of the road and the spreading of the material that's donated.
I'll second it.
We have a motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Nicholson, to approve road work by Upshur County, provided materials are furnished free of charge.
Yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
None opposed.
If I might clarify something, is the motion effective once you get the material donated? It's not been donated yet, right? You're looking for a donor?
Yes. And if you would love to put that in there in the paper and see if anyone would like to donate the material, I could love you forever.
Who should they call?
Call Mr. Jordan. That way they could coordinate.
Okay.
And they call me, and then I can work with them, you know, so.
We'll be glad to do that.
Thank you.
Number 12, discuss and take action to nominate a candidate to fill an unexpired term on the Upshur County Appraisal District Board of Directors. What happens here is that we've had a vacancy on the Board of Directors of the Appraisal District. This is not the Appraisal Review Board. This is the actual Board of Directors that manage, basically manage what goes on out there. They have to approve their payroll and all of those things. We have, unless we have one other person, Commissioner Don Gross's wife, Joy Gross, has volunteered to serve on that, and she's got 34 years experience on an at an appraisal district, and 4.5 years, I think, at a tax assessor's office. Comes very qualified. Do we have any other nominations? Anybody?
I do not.
Do not? Based on that, then I'll make the motion that we nominate Joy Gross to fill the unexpired term at to be approved by the Board of Directors at the Appraisal District. We have a motion by Commissioner Verka and seconded by Commissioner Gentry to nominate Joy Gross for that position. All those in favor?
Aye.
I need you to sign.
Commissioner, am I correct that the taxing entities in the county will choose from among the nominees made?
No, no, the taxing entities will nominate, and the Board of Directors will choose from those nominations. Mm-hmm. All right, enjoy Gross, okay. Next item on the agenda is to discuss and take action to accept the special warranty deed from the City of Gilmer for the Upshur County Library. As some of you know, going back, it was determined that we didn't have the correct information on the deed as to exactly the right survey on the property of the library, and the city of Gilmer graciously agreed to go out and survey that, spend their dollars to get it completely surveyed properly. And then what happened was they filed that information with the county clerk's office, but it didn't come before the commissioner's court for approval. So what we need to do is retire the November 15th, 2004 agreement deed, general warranty deed, and accept the special warranty deed from the city of Gilmer dated, let me look here. Make sure to get it right. Dated the 11th of January 2018. I'm going to make a motion, because I was so involved in getting, you know, trying to get this done, that we accept the special warranty deed dated January 11, 2018, for the Upshur County Library survey.
Didn't that know why this has been sitting here for a year and is now coming to the court?
The why is that it got done. Yes, ma'am.
I had talked to Dean about it, and Dean Fowler told me that it was just a correction of the deed. That's why it never went before the commissioners.
Okay. Well, that's good, but I really did need to come in and get approved, because, yeah, he's probably more right than I am, but now we know we got it right, okay? So that's my motion to accept the special warranty deed.
Second.
Have a motion by Commissioner Burka and a second by Commissioner Gentry to accept the special warranty deed from the city of Gilmer dated January 11th. 2018, and to retire the general warranty deed dated November 15th, 2004. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item 14 is to discuss and take action to accept for recording the final plat of Angus Estates. Jay?
I make a motion. This is basically just a gentleman bought a piece of property. He's filing the plat to break it up and develop the property.
Is he giving you money to file it?
No.
He's not giving you money.
No, the check is made out to Upshur County Clerk.
There you go.
We do need to state, though, that it is just the filing of the plat. He does not intend to come back and ever have the county accept any roads into inventory.
Correct. It fronts the county road. So any kind of gutters or whatever he needs to do on the culverts, he'll file for an application and see
with
Andy.
The state.
Okay, we have a motion and a
second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Miller and a second by Commissioner Gentry to accept for recording the final plat of Angus Estates. We need to sign that?
Yes. Okay. Have to vote.
Oh, we got to vote. Those in favor?
Aye.
Oh, my goodness.
Commissioner Burke, I am correct. This is the first meeting you've ever presided over.
It shows, doesn't it?
I thought it was. I just wanted to make sure.
Well, you don't have to think.
And it won't be the last.
I thought you'd make.
Hey, my plate is full. I I will just be the woman behind the man.
Boy, and you are too. Three signatures on that. Item 15 is discuss and take action to approve the request for sealed proposals from Health Insurance Consulting for Health Insurance Consulting brokerage services and to accept proposals for these services. Any discussion?
Okay. We approved this to go and do a RFP several months ago, and we've been working on it back and forth, and we finally have one that's written. It's been approved by the DA, and so I'm requesting that we approve it today. We can start sending them out today, request that they be returned by the 28th of March by 5 p.m. to the county judge, open them in court on the 29th, and hopefully be able to award by April the 15th and give them plenty of time to start working on our new insurance savings plan before our next budget. So that is my motion.
That's your motion?
Second.
Have a motion by Commissioner Gentry and seconded by Commissioner Miller to send out requests for proposals for health insurance consulting and or brokerage services. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's approved. How many people are going to mail these to?
Ms. Gentry?
Right now there's three people that I know of that are requesting them. I'm going to ask that Estella put it on the county website so it will be listed there so that anybody visiting the website will be able to print one off for themselves. We'll have a master copy in our office, and Ms. Ruth will be able to make copies and hand those out. So we're hoping to get some really good involvement and get some people that have some answers for us, hopefully.
Okay, thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Have a motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Nicholson to adjourn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Regina.